قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His azim, great fadl, His grace, His mercy, that Allah ta'ala has allowed us, permitted us to read a few verses of the Qur'an. And upon those verses, for us to have fikr, to have some concern, Allah ta'ala, may He give us the opportunity to be aware. This is a great azim, ni'mah of Allah, gift of Allah. And we should value and appreciate this gift and favor of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Qur'an. As soon as a human being reads the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his ilm, his knowledge. Ulum, ludni, the inner knowledge, it starts to come inside him. Now it depends in which way, in which manner the human being recites the Qur'an, approaches the Qur'an, reads the Qur'an. There's a hadith in Mishqat.
An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nazal al-Quran ala khamsati.
Now this is a way in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it so easy for us that the Quran's essence and summary objective he has defined to us in the hadith. The reason for this, the shaitan may not happen that different things he makes us occupied and busy, that this kitab, great kitab, we all accept that it is incomparable, and if whichever way you pick it up and read it and look at, nothing can compare. What is there in the world that we cannot get the guidance for from the Quran? This is the treasure, a massive treasure is the Quran. It is the treasure of the heavens, treasure of paradise. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Kareem sent the Quran. Jibreel Islam brought it and it went into the honorable chest of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealed upon him. And how fortunate is this ummah, my brothers, pay attention. How fortunate we are as people that we are deserved of envy, you could say, that we have Quran in our hands. But if you utilize something properly, then you have really appreciated it. If you have a very precious diamond, you throw it into the mud, it will stay there. But if somebody picks it up, cleans it, polishes it, and he decorates it in his crown, then obviously the value of the crown will increase, and people in the world will see that crown and the jewel when he wears that crown on his head. They'll be envious. So this Quran, if we correctly understand it and do amal on it and practice it, then it is extremely valuable. And what is the right meaning of the Quran, brothers? Everything else is secondary. As I said, the Quran, there are many secondary, you could say, links. Reading it, looking it, kissing it, touching it, putting it high, respecting it. There's no angle in which way you look that you are detached from the Quran. There's no debate on this. There's no debate. Even if you just touch the Quran, subhanAllah, great blessings. Look at the Quran, great blessings. If you kiss it, blessings. Success. If you look at the Quran every day, success. The Quran is ajeeb, unique. But the real objective of the Quran, we need to pay attention. That's when you succeed. And what is the real objective of the Quran? What's the meaning of the Quran? Why has it come to us? Great ni'mah for those men and women folk in whose hearts the Quran, they have remembered, but we don't implement the Quran. What a great statement Allah Ta'ala has said. وَنُنَزِّلُ الْقُرْآنِ, that this Quran is shifa, cure, rahmah, mercy, everything. عَلِلْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But you must have iman for this. However high is your iman, the more benefit you will take from the Quran. The higher your iman, stronger the iman, the more a person can benefit from the Quran. So the real objective, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, that the Quran has been revealed and five specific things you will find in the Quran. Subhanallah. For you. That's it. Just understand this point. If you have understood this point, then you've understood everything. Apart from this, if you do things here, then everywhere, there's no benefit. As I said before, that there's unlimited treasures that we can attain from the Quran, that we can benefit from the Quran. But the person who attains this, that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the objective for which the Quran has been given to you, understand that objective. SubhanAllah. Khamsatin. There are five things you will derive, learn from the Quran. Five treasures, fantastic treasures. Halalun, haramun, muhkam, mutashabun, wa amthalun. Five things. SubhanAllah. What a great guidance Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Mutashabun. And also the amthal, the examples. What thing? First, halal, what is lawful. Haram, what is unlawful. Muhkam, the orders, mutashabbihat, allegorical, amthal, the examples. Five things. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly the orders of Allah has given, that He's made halal for us, lawful for us. The things He's made lawful for us, we should accept and consider them as lawful. That's it. Yes, they are pure, clean, permitted. We need to practice and do those things. The amal, the orders which are halal, we need to implement them. Haramun, the Quran, whatever He has defined as haram, unlawful, not permitted, immodest, wasteful, then consider it as wasteful. That's it. That's the meaning of the Quran. Wa muhkam, muhkamat, Allah's orders, instructions. Very clear, muhkam, clear, solid instructions. In there, there's nothing hidden, doubtful, not clear. According to that, implement. In other words, clearly, Allah Ta'ala has clearly given us the guidance. Haram, halal, and also the verses, ayat-e muhkam, in which there's no doubt, clear, the very clear, transparent, the order of Allah, like aqimus salah wa atuz zakah. Clear, Allah is saying, there's nothing to argue about here. In the same way, haram, if something's clearly haram, if it's good for you, you can do it. If it's not, it's unlawful, don't do it. Yes, on top of that, mutashabbihat. There's some things are hidden meanings, allegorical verses, not clear. And it's Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom, Allah's hidden them, concealed the meaning. And we just have to have iman on those verses, believe in them with a solid, strong heart. That's enough. The rest, reading about them, trying to understand them, shaitan, he puts us into a game. That the real objective meaning of the Quran, he takes away from that. And then the rest, we have debates, tafsirs, lengthy explanations, calling each other kafir, disbeliever. All night long, we look for proofs in the Quran for debates and conferences. All night long to demote others, degrade others. And we take references from the Quran, proofs from the Quran, and take this tafsir out, and he said this, and tell him this. This has no link with ourselves. How much time we are wasting. The real objective of the Quran, we have forgotten. Totally. Okay. Yes, we shouldn't run after those things that Allah doesn't want to. We look at, why is this? What's the reason for this? Mutashabbihat. Leave them, Allah says. Allah says the meaning, understanding is for me. And you just have to believe in this. That's enough for us. And the next thing, the fifth thing, which has been defined as the amthal, the mithal, the examples, masale, very valuable part of the Quran. And we have made these stories, we'll give each other stories, events, wah, interesting, Fir'aun, this happened, and this happened to him, as a Yusuf alayhi salam's story. In other words, we've made it like a shop, a store, of stories. Allah says, this is why I've given you these historical events. Amthal. Why? So that these examples I've delivered to you, from these you can take learning, a warning. From these events of the Quran, the historical incidents, you have to take warning and learnings. That Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, what's the warning for us, the learning for us? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, from his the verses, Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, his events, incidents, what's the hikmah for us? What's the learning for us? Yes? Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, what's the hikmah? What's the warning for us? Admonishment. Allah Ta'ala isn't collecting today as a jackanory, sit in the evening, open the Quran, start telling each other stories, and Zulaykha and Yusuf alayhi salam, blah, blah, blah. No. This is not the way. These are very valuable amthal, very valuable examples Allah has presented to us, so we can learn from them, derive the right understanding from them. This is the style of the Quran, fantastic style, that any point Allah Ta'ala presents, any incident or event, Allah gives the order, and then Allah Ta'ala, to explain the order, He may use the example of a previous qawm, nation. That I gave this order to them, like I'm ordering you. And this previous nation did this, and Lut, and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat, the different nations of the Anbiya, they didn't accept or implement. What was their consequence? And these are the amthal, the events, the incidents, the examples, not stories and tales. So for this, Allah says, this is what we need to practice and implement from the Quran. Before this, in the verse, Allah Ta'ala, the verse that we've just read, which is verse number 39, before this, comprehensively, Allah Ta'ala gave us the understanding of the Quran. Again, the initiation of the Quran. So clearly, truthful knowledge and message, Allah has given to us. All the brothers who are listening, all the people who are listening with love, you will not leave empty-handed. We are all weak, no doubt, but we have taken all of the Quran. And we will seek the strength to defeat the weakness from the Quran. So if we take the whole of the Quran with strength, and we'll do amal on this, inshallah, we'll do amal the way Allah Ta'ala has ordered and explained to us. So you should sit with the pencil and the pad and make notes. Very valuable things you will derive from the Quran. And ask for help from Allah. Consider that this is a personal discussion we're having with Allah. This is not a gathering that I'm giving dars of Quran to you. It's nothing. No lengthy tafsir. My Hazrat Sahib gave order that explained the deen to the people and barakah. For those people I'm speaking, Hazrat Sahib gave the instruction. Otherwise, why would I speak? So he insisted. And he said, I could show you his maktubat, his writings to me. He stated that you must speak to people, explain to people. And he knows better that what things would come out of my tongue and what would affect your hearts. Subhanallah. Especially the devotees, the disciples, the women folk, the men, they won't leave empty-handed with the fadl of Allah. Listen to the words. Every day, listen to the nasiha, the advice. This. So Allah gave us verse 39. Do you remember when we discussed verse 39? Where did we start from? First, Allah Ta'ala said, ihdina, remember that what is ihdina sirat al-mustaqim? The full description has been given in verse number 39. That Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's example, his story, what happened, the whole message, that this is your objective of coming to the world. And what was that objective? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. With the barakah of this kalima, Allah gave the reference of this kalima. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he achieved his tawbah and achieved the repentance. He saw the kalima and he saw the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He understood whoever's name is next to Allah's name is not some minor name, and he sought forgiveness via the wasila of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He forgot that, and he took hold of that wasila, that reference. So for us, we have that, to save ourselves from Jahannam, to get to Allah, to get Allah's forgiveness, to be saved from Jahannam, to get to paradise, and to pass through the test of all the stages to come, and to cross through the bridge of Sirat, and to get into Jannah direct, is what Allah Ta'ala said, Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul, Allah's Habib, take hold of his deen firmly. So this is the whole message of the Quran that Allah Ta'ala in his he has explained in the whole Quran in different places, with different ways and different styles and different examples and different conditions. So the complete message Allah Ta'ala has given to us prior to today, and now we see via amthal we should take some warning, a learning, that this Quran has been revealed to us Yeah, no Yahudi is listening, no Nasara. This isn't a Christian who's listening or a Jew. It's for the Muslims that the Quran is being revealed. As principally, it's in their hands, the Quran. Allah is addressing them.
Ya mani Israel, ashkuru ni'mati allati.
What is Allah Ta'ala stating here? Allah says, Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru. Here, first time now in the Quran, Allah starting with this mithal, with this example, a big example of this nation of the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, and a great nation that has passed in the history, the events, the examples. They had honor, dignity, respect as a nation, and they had great status and rank. Allah Ta'ala gave them, Allah Ta'ala addressed them as Bani Israel. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, his son Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, and from his progeny offspring was Bani Israel. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam came from his offspring. And Prophet Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, he came, didn't he? And his name was Abdullah. Yes? And his other name was Israel. And from this name, this qawm was addressed. All the Yahud, Nasara, all who came into this, all have come from this qawm, from this nation. All the Yahud and the Nasara, all have the connection with him. Subhanallah. From Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam and his progeny, his offspring. 11 children he had in Bani Israel. And when it spread, from here was Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Anan, and then in the land of Egypt, they also lived in Misr. And Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, you can imagine 4,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, 4,000 prophets. What a great Jama'ah. 4,000 Anbiya came in that time in Bani Israel. Tell me. So these were the people, the Bani Israel, the tribe, the nation. And with this qawm, from this family, from the family of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, from his offspring, progeny, Allah Ta'ala is giving us the example. The Anbiya, the prophets, 4,000 that Allah Ta'ala sent to the world to do Islah. And Allah promised, I will send prophets to you. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala is stating here that Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel. Allah is addressing Bani Israel, but at this moment Allah is explaining to us. We're being given the warning, explanation. What? Allah said, Ya Bani Israel, Uthkuru ni'mati allati. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. That the Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them so many ni'mas, so many favors that you cannot imagine. Subhanallah. The whole Quran Allah has mentioned, due to those ni'mas, they considered themselves the favorable nation, the beloveds of Allah. Even now they say this, that we are the beloveds of Allah. We are the beloveds. The ni'mas, Allah gave so many rewards and favors in the Quran. Allah is telling us that so many favors and gifts and rewards that Allah Ta'ala bestowed to Bani Israel, showered them with the favors and the blessings. Look, Fir'aun, he was an emperor, king. Allah Ta'ala gave them freedom from Fir'aun, so much dhulam he did, and Allah Ta'ala gave them rule over lands from the sky, from the heavens, manna, salwa, sweet dish, and also salty and sweet, both food items for them to eat. And the food would come down in the night, and in the morning they would eat. They would also have the special bird that was cooked for them or that was given to them, and the sweet dish. And Allah Ta'ala, for all 12 tribes, Allah Ta'ala allowed water to gush from the earth, fountains, beautiful, clean, sparkling water, fresh from the fountains, such as springs. and Allah Ta'ala gave them azim, great roads, and Allah Ta'ala gave them guidance, and they would get the guidance and the signs would lead them and guide them. And on top of that, they had lot of miracles, a lot of good fortune that Allah Ta'ala gave to them. In other words, extremely favorable. They were favored by Allah Ta'ala, mentioned them many times. Allah said that this was the qawm, Bani Israel, who I gave everything to. I favored them. All of my blessings and my mercies, rewards, gifts. And Allah Ta'ala said, "An'amtu alaykum," do not forget the ni'mas that I have given to you. Allah says, remember my favor with which I favored you. Allah says, "Uthkuru ni'mati allati." Allah says, remember my favor which I favored you. "Uthkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum," that I gave to you. Subhanallah. Why? Because here, "Uthkuru ni'mati allati," that Allah says, what is the real right? How do you fulfill the right? If Allah gives a ni'mah, a favor, then what is it? It's compulsory for a person to be grateful for that ni'mah, to do shukr on that ni'mah. So Allah says, "Uthkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum," the ni'mas that I gave you, the favors I gave you, you have to be grateful for them. And how should you be grateful? "Uthkuru." Subhanallah. In other words, the dhikr of Allah, if you do it, then you will be grateful for that ni'mah of Allah. Subhanallah. The children, Bani Israel, have been explained, told to. Allah says, "I'll give you many, many favors, unlimited. But remember, after you attain a favor, a blessing, a gift, be grateful." For example, our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his great sunnah, beloved sunnah, Allah's Nabi sallam, on every footstep, he has given us a sunnah. And what does this tell us? That we should be grateful to Allah. We should be grateful to Allah for the great sunnahs. If we see that, alhamdulillah, the sunnah, the blessed habit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in every word, the Holy Prophet would be grateful to Allah. Every condition, every situation, every circumstance, he would be grateful to Allah. And it wasn't the case that he never explained to us or guided us. Always, "Allahumma lakal hamd," he would praise Allah. "Oh Allah, and I am grateful to you that you give me this beautiful attire." Look at that. Libas, being grateful for the libas. And on top of that, "Allah, with your fadl, Allah, I ask you for the goodness in this, for khair in this. Na'udhu min sharri," that Allah, please save me from the shar. Look at the ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has given to. Alhamdulillah di qasani. And the dua we ask for when a person, he uses libas, this is coming to my mind. In other words, no action did Rasulullah ﷺ demonstrate to us in which he was not grateful to Allah during the action. So to Bani Israel, Allah said, "I said to you that I am giving you so many of my favors and ni'mas. Uthkuru ni'mati allati," be grateful for them. How? Uthkuru. Uthkuru. How can you be grateful for my favors and blessings? That you are to do my dhikr. When you remember me, Allah says, then what will happen? You will be grateful for my favors. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Shukr and dhikr are two things Allah Ta'ala has combined, or he has put them together. Shukr and dhikr. So I've given you many, many rewards, Allah says. So many rewards. And I've said to you, what should you do when you get my rewards and favors? Be grateful for them. Subhanallah. So here we need to see, who is Allah Ta'ala addressing? Us. First thing we need to see. And then Allah said, "Wa'ufu bi'ahdi, ufi bi'ahdikum." Allah says that the promise I'm taking from you, the promise, and fulfill your part of the covenant. And Allah says, "Ufi bi'ahdikum." Subhanallah. So, "Wa'ufu bi'ahdi, ufi bi'ahdikum." Allah says, you must fulfill your covenant. And Allah says, "Fadhkuruni adhkurukum." Allah says that if you remember me, I'll remember you. And also, if you remember me, if you fulfill your covenant, then I will fulfill my covenant. I shall fulfill my part. So Allah is telling us the Bani Israel, great nation, 4,000 Nabis in this phase. And Allah Ta'ala promised them that if you do these actions in this way, subhanAllah. And then further, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ Subhanallah. And you must fear me. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ Do not lose fear in me, Allah says. Don't become bold. Look at these verses, this verse. The Bani Israel, via the example, Allah has given us the message total. So now Allah is addressing them in this verse. So what was the hal? That they ignored all of Allah's instructions. Such a great Nabi, 4,000 Nabis came, and great favors and rewards. Allah said, 4,000 times over, I explained to you, repeated, you rejected all of this. So what did you become? غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ مَغْضُوبَ وَلَا الضَّالِ They became those who incurred Allah Ta'ala's wrath. Yes, they became like apes and swine and khanazir, and great punishments descended upon them. Allah has given the example. Allah is addressing us. Have you seen that when they were ungrateful for my ni'mas, then what happened to them? Allah Ta'ala is stating. What happened to them? When I said to them that do be grateful for my ni'mas, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةِ الَّتِي So when they rejected and they weren't grateful, then what was their consequences? Allah says, so how many favors have I given to you on this ummah now? We're speaking to ourselves. So many in our hands is Quran. If we start to count, then all of the ummahs before us that have passed, if you put all their ni'mas on one side and one ni'mah we have, that will be more overwhelm all of their ni'mas. And what is that? What a great ni'mah, great gift, great favor. The greatest ni'mah Allah has given to us is that our connection and link is with the final prophet, the seal of the prophets. We are in the ummah of the prophet Muhammad. And we've been born into this ummah. Imagine, think about it. Allah has allowed us to be born, and so great that the anbiya, they said themselves, that oh Allah, please, if you hadn't made us a Nabi, if we were also included in this ummah, such a great ummah we are in. And Allah is reminding us, that if you put all the previous nations and tribes, their ni'mas to one side, your ni'mah one is greater than all of that. That what will be your status in the hereafter compared to all of the previous nations? You will be the highest of Muslims because your link is with the greatest Nabi, with the greatest Prophet. First, your intercession will take place. First into paradise, you will enter. Subhanallah. Why? Because he is the greatest Prophet, higher than the rest, who will be given the chair, the seat next to the arsh, and he will wear the libas of Jannah, and will be given the standard by Allah, and the hukam for shifa, for intercession. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is saying that intercede for them. And we are in his ummah. We are in the ummah of this, the greatest Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the previous nations, like this example, Bani Israel, that the ni'mas you've been given, O Muslimin, if you start to count the ni'mas, the one ni'mah, Quran, Kitab, did any previous nation, Torah, Injil, all the previous Kitabs, but what do we have in our hands right now? What are we reading? Look carefully the Kitab that Allah has given to us. One word, every word of the Quran, Alhamdulillah, it opens the doors to paradise. It opens the doors to paradise. So what should we do? Allah says, اذكروا نعمتي التي So don't be like the previous nations. Allah says you should explain and discuss Allah's ni'mas. You should be grateful for Allah's ni'mas. You should be grateful for Allah's ni'mas, for Allah's gifts and favors. How? Just like I said to you, how is a person become a shakir? By doing dhikr. When a person does dhikr, then he is showing gratitude to Allah. Allah says, اذكروا نعمتي التي So to do dhikr, when a person remembers Allah, then he's grateful to Allah. Direct. There's no better technique, method to be grateful to Allah than dhikr. What a beautiful method and practice Allah Ta'ala has given to us of dhikr, of his remembrance. That's how we are grateful to him.
And Mawiyah, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kharaja ala hulkun min ashabihi subhanallah.
On one occasion, a group of sahaba passed by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Raja halkun sahabi. And the Prophet ﷺ stood and said that, why you sat here? What are you doing? So on one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ was walking past a group of companions. And they said, قَالُوا أَجْلَسَ فَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ O Prophet of Allah ﷺ, we are sat here, we're doing the dhikr of Allah. Why are you doing it? وَنَحْمَدُ وَلَا Subhanallah. that we are doing the dhikr of Allah for this reason, that Allah Ta'ala has given us such the great ni'mah, the greatest ni'mah is yourself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through whom we have attained Islam. We've got the wealth of Islam. Such a great favor of Allah upon us. So we are sat here, seated here, assembled. The companions and we're seated here. And what are we doing? Adhkurullah. We are remembering Allah. Subhanallah. That a ni'mah such as Islam, we are in your ummah, we're included in your nation, we're your sahabis. So what should we do? So how should we be grateful for Allah's ni'mah? So to be grateful for this ni'mah, we are doing adhkurullah, we are doing Allah's remembrance. Beautiful message. So the tariqah, the method of being grateful, this hadith I've presented to you, shared with you. That we are doing the hamd of Allah, the praise of Allah, the favors Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah Ta'ala's favors 360 joints. When a person does dhikr until sunrise and we're sat and do dhikr and the rest of the world is asleep, is sad that this jama'ah, well, teach me dhikr, make me murid, make me a student. These old games of your games that you are playing. That you are playing in such a way here, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has given us the example of the ni'mas, ya bani Israel, udhkuru. Look at their hal when they were ungrateful for the favors that I gave them, Allah says. Allah Ta'ala has given you the method of doing dhikr, explained to you the method. Allah Ta'ala has taken you to the mashaykh, to his walis, and you don't care. You're not even thinking ever. It doesn't even come to your mind. With difficulty you sit in the dhikr of Allah, you come to the dhikr of Allah with difficulty. Will Allah Ta'ala not grab us for this? This is what the Quran is saying. Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati. The look towards the bani Israel. When I gave them all the ni'mas, Allah says, and how they rejected the ni'mas of Allah. Why? Because they didn't do dhikr, they didn't remember the ni'mas. If you're not grateful for the ni'mas of Allah, if you don't do dhikr, then there will be no ni'mah, there will be no shukr, there will be no gratefulness. Then how can you continue? For example, after you attain a ni'mah of Allah, if you stop doing dhikr of Allah, if you stop remembering Allah, and you maybe when you have a child who's born, you distribute the sweets and you feed people, and aqiqah, and to show people in the world, you'll book out a banquet suite in the hotel. This is my son, my child, and aqiqah and parties. Yes, this is a ni'mah of Allah, isn't it? And it says, if you were to be grateful, you should say, Allah, you give me 3 sons, 4, 2 daughters, sons. I swear by Allah, if you've done dhikr at that time, you've taken the dhikr of Allah, then your son for you would have become sadaqah jariyah. Your daughter would have become sadaqah jariyah for you. But as soon as they were born, you made niyah, I'll make her this, I'll make him this, and I'll do this with her. And such places, we start to send them such schools, where she now has become a person without iman, no belief. They've become people without belief. She has, he has. The iman has ended, finished. So Allah will ask them afterwards, and the Day of Judgment, we modern people, that we have spoilt our children with our own hands, we sent them to certain places, not to madrasa, nowhere have they had learned Quran, we didn't sacrifice for them. No, we come to this country, make them doctors, engineers, make them accountants, the daughter, make her a doctor, make her this, that, the other. We turf them out of the house. Turn them out of the house. So are you being grateful for the children Allah has given to you? The ni'mah, children are great, ni'mah, great reward and gift of Allah. What should we do? What the Quran says, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةِ الَّتِي أَنَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah says, the ni'mah I gave to you, should be grateful for that ni'mah. Those individuals I've seen, alhamdulillah, they were poor, but when their children were born, it was difficult, they didn't have food. Remember our brother, and that, for example, that people he knew had children, and when there was food at his house, that 17, 18 people used to eat, and himself, he was a compounder. Ghafoor was his name, compounder Ghafoor. I remember when we were young. They didn't have enough. 17 children, his uncle's children, this person, that person, his father's dead, his father passed away, orphans. He bought the poor people as a compounder, so he used to bring them up and do tarbiyah, give them tarbiyah, and assist them, guide them. MashaAllah, he was generous. And people saw how generous he was. And we, when a child is born, soon as the child is born, we give adhan into the air, you're going to do this, and this is your career in the world, and want you to do this. And from the childhood, we're going to send you into the world. Forget about the deen and such libas, and we send them into the world like this. with the karam of Allah, with the blessing of Allah, if a wali of Allah comes in the generation and he changes the world, alhamdulillah, but we're not even grateful for that. So Allah Ta'ala does not distinguish here, wherever Allah, his wali is sent, the guidance is sent, then it's the responsibility of those who have come onto the right line to implement that. So how do we treat our children? What are we taught to them? What is their condition? They don't pray salah, they don't do dhikr, nothing. Just totally empty and hollow. Just make them count money, money, money printing. And the scolding and the severe punishment will get, Allah has mentioned in the Quran. What is Allah saying? Udhkuru ni'mati allati. So the Sahaba Ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we have been grateful for Islam and your company. Subhanallah. That all we are doing, for this reason we are sat here, so that we are doing the dhikr of Allah, we are doing the remembrance of Allah, we are grateful for the deen we've got. Subhanallah. قال الله وأجلسكم إلا ذلكم سبحان الله الله أكبر نبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم stated الله أكبر that I swear by Allah, is this the reason why you are sat here with surprise? He was surprised. Is this the reason why you are gathered here for the sake of Allah? I swear by Allah, you are sat here for this reason. They said, Ya Rasulullah, yes, we are sat here for that reason. They were a little bit afraid at that time that we have no other objective, no other reason. That's it. Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah said, I swear by Allah, if this is the reason you're sat here, I swear by Allah. They also swore that Allah, Ya Rasulullah, we're sat here. We swear by Allah, we're sat here for this reason, no other reason. Then Allah's Nabi said, that I'm not asking you out of suspicion. I'm not accusing. You're not here for that reason. I was surprised that I swore by Allah for this reason, that just now Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he gave me this news that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, due to you, Allah is proud amongst the angels due to you. Subhanallah. How fortunate they were, subhanallah, that they have, and especially today, those who have taken the dhikr of Allah as their pastime and they have taken the company of the wali of Allah and they remember Allah. How fortunate is that person that we sit in the halaqa and the gathering do dhikr. All the ni'mas of Allah, we are grateful for them. Those women folk who sit at home and they join with us, they are grateful for the ni'mas of Allah. Difficulties, problems, burdens, don't think Allah is not happy with us. Whatever comes in the Quran and Hadith, I'm happy with you for this reason. I swear by Allah, have total yaqeen that Allah is happy due to that reason. And if despite that, we sit in dhikr, and then for example if some difficulties coming, a barrier, a hurdle, an obstacle, shaitan comes and attacks, oh look at this, and we heard that due to doing dhikr you get this and positive effects, and why is this negative happening to us? For this reason, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take you to the darajat, the high level that you can't attain the via your ibadah. Allah is so happy that Allah, after giving you a little bit of difficulty, he wants to give you that maqam and level in Jannah, in paradise. Subhanallah. So shaitan comes and guides you, or gives you the invitation, leave dhikr, it's too hard for you, you've got these problems now and issues now, put negative thoughts in your ears, we follow Allah's orders, I do all these actions, thousands of nonsense advices he puts into your mind, and suddenly he makes you slip and fall. The person who doesn't have yaqeen that the reward Allah has given in the Quran, the address Allah has given in the Quran is wrong, he cannot be a Muslim. If Allah's, and Allah's Nabi Sallam is swearing by Allah, the promising, and the noble companion swore, and they promised, they made a pact, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that just now Jibreel ﷺ came and said that Allah is proud of these people in the heavens. Is this a minor thing? What a great piece of news that all of their deeds I've accepted and I've promised Jannah for them, paradise. Subhanallah. So being proud, Allah being proud on a person, amazing, just for this reason. Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. If the Bani Israel were grateful for the ni'mas, they would not be maghdub today. They wouldn't be dalil, zalil, wretched. So Allah says, today, if you are not grateful for my ni'mas, then tomorrow this will be your hal, and this is our condition today. Look at the ummah's condition today. We see the consequences. And the one reason is this. The punishment the ummah has been given today is that we have rejected the dhikr of Allah. That was our wasila to be grateful. Apart from this, all other methods we adopt to be grateful, they are all a waste of time. Lengthy conferences, oh, being grateful to Allah, etc. No. The action Allah Ta'ala has told us, the method to be grateful, that is the only way that will be accepted. The only method. to be grateful to Allah. We can go hundreds of thousands, hundreds of millions of tafsir. We can study, write, speak about, do as much as you want, full effort. No, you cannot be grateful. You can only be grateful when in the morning we sit until sunrise, ishraq, and do dhikr of Allah. And during the day we focus on our heart and we have a connection with the dhikr. Go to the people of dhikr, the awliya Allah, the teachers. I'm not saying this, the Quran and Hadith, both I've explained to you. Now tell me. So here, Allah says the greatest thing we need to learn, what was lacking, is that Allah said they weren't grateful for my ni'mas. And then Allah says, وَأُوفُوا بِأَهْدِي أُوفِي بِأَهْدِكُمْ, that the promise they made to me, what was the promise they made? They promised this, subhanAllah. They promised, Allah says, what was their promise? Tell me. That what Allah Ta'ala has taken the promise from us. What is the promise? We've read in the previous verses, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala has taken the promise from us. What's the promise that Allah Ta'ala has taken from us? That the Bani Israel promised, and we also promised that the Nabi I sent to you, the Nabis that will come to you, you must obey them, follow them. This was the promise that they made. That the Torah will come, follow it, Injil will come. The Nabi that comes, believe in him and obey him, imitate him, follow him. This was the promise Allah Ta'ala took from Bani Israel. And they've broken that promise. And what have we done? SubhanAllah. What have we done today? Ibn Abbas states a hadith on this ayah, that this promise Allah Ta'ala took, subhanAllah, covenant, same thing, that have iman in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obey him and follow him. This is the meaning of this verse, Abdullah bin Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, told the Bani Israel and took a promise, literally. And today that message has been given to the Yahud as well. The message has been revealed to us in the Quran, but the message to them as well, that even the Bani Israel, Allah is saying that I took the promise from you, the covenant from you, that I will send you a Nabi, and you must obey him, follow him, and whoever is near him physically must accept him. The nur that he has must accept it. And this, now we have the Quran, we have to accept it and believe in it. And if you do this, Allah says, وَأُوفُوا بِأَهَدِيكُمْ, then I will fulfill my covenant, Allah says. I will forgive your sins, I will allow you to enter into paradise and give you the highest ranks. SubhanAllah. So Bani Israel, did they complete their promise, fulfill their promise? No. Allah says, وَأُوفُوا بِأَهْدِي أُوفِ بِأَهْدِيكُمْ, they broke their covenant. Allah says, how can I fulfill my promise? If you break the promise to Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, if you eliminate them from your lives, then what do you think? How will you be treated then? Allah says, has the Quran not told us, وَمَا أَتَاكُمْ رَسُولُ, well, whatever he gives to you, whatever the Rasul says, that's our standard. Allah has told us, standard, what my Rasul gives to you, take it. Whatever he tells you to leave, leave it. That's it. That's your objective. That's your duty. Are we doing that today? The whole life is upside down. What Rasul has given to us, we don't want to do. What he's told us to refrain from, we want to do that. We're opposite. We want to do the action that Rasul said, leave. And what he told us to leave, we want to do it. And what he told us to do, we want to leave. Praise Allah when we want, fast when we want, follow our desires. We do not live our lives by obeying the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next verse, beautiful point on this. Allahu Akbar. Further, Allah says in the verse, وَإِيَّيَا فَرْهَبُونَ, why have you done this? Don't do this, etc. Allah Ta'ala is explaining. Due to this, they did this. What reason is it that they weren't grateful to Allah and they disobeyed? وَإِيَّيَا فَرْهَبُونَ, because they ceased fearing Allah. They didn't fear Allah. They didn't have that fear. The fear came out of them. And due to not having fear, they started to complain and reject. Allah says, fear me. As he used to tell them to fear me. But they took the fear out of themselves. So what we realize, the nasiha Allah has given to us direct, is that beware. Allah says, beware. Don't become leaders for yourselves. And keep Allah's fear inside your heart. How? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanuttaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Allah has given nasiha that khawf, fear, is connected to the heart. It won't be learned from books. You read 10 Quran, 15 Quran, khawf, fear of Allah will not come like this. Until khawf of Allah doesn't come, you'll do oppression, you'll lie, you'll do injustice to people. With your wife and children, you'll be unjust. You won't have mercy in your heart. And you won't have mercy for your wife, you won't have mercy for the children. You'll be unjust, oppression in your life. And you won't have no mercy on an oppressed person. Even 10 Qurans you read, 15 Qurans, whatever. What's the method? The right method? Allah says that if you want to follow my orders, the promises you made, Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. If you want to do this, then the Quran tells us the method for this. Farhaboon, Allah says, instill fear. Fear me, Allah says. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qunu masadiqin. When you go to a person and take his company, the person who has fear of Allah, when you attach yourself to him, connect yourself to him, stay in his company, then fear will start to come into you as well. Soon as you go far from his company, even if you do tafsir, commentary of Quran, go to Masr, Egypt, Sham, learn Quran, all of this will give you status of the dunya. This is all worldly aims. All of this is running after the world. Every amal of ours will be a correct deed, which is for the sake of Allah, which is for the sake of Allah's rada. That's it. That deed will be accepted. No other deed will be accepted. All of this is to elevate, to make money, actions to make wealth. Look at this. This is the Quran that is telling us and giving us nasiha. The real, genuine message we need to derive from the Quran. Two things. That those things that came out of Bani Israel, and what did they start doing? The promise that they made to Allah, Allah says, they turned away from that. They rejected, number one. They stopped doing dhikr on my ni'mas. They stopped being grateful for my ni'mas. And number two, that my fear came out of them, Allah says. Why? Because they had connections then with criminals and bad people and sinful people, and all the means to attain khawf came out of their lives. Allah says, don't do this. Allah gave nasiha to them. Same way as He is to us. Allah says, remember your promises. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. Revise this message. Revise this promise. You'll have to do two things. So that the great ni'mas I'm giving to you, so that you're grateful. Allah says, you'll have to do two things. To be grateful for this. And how should we be grateful? When we do the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, subhanallah. And the second thing, Bani Israel, what happened? Is that khawf came out of them, fear. So we need to keep khawf established and existent and maintained, and we need to attach ourselves and stick ourselves and adhere to the company of a person who has khawf of Allah. And when we sit in his company, khawf comes around. Not talking, gossiping, stories, money. Khawf, when you sit with him, khawf comes into your heart. When you meet him, khawf comes into your heart. That's how is honorable the fear of Allah that comes. Allah's nur comes from his heart, from his being. It's not difficult. Allah is telling each point to us, if we don't do these two actions, then no way of whom can we be steadfast on the promise to Allah. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul, that I explained in the previous verses. If we are steadfast on this, good. If we're not, Allah says, be ready and prepared for Jahannam, for adab, for punishment. So today in our homes, we need to look at the whole ummah. Let's scan. Cross section. Where are we? Where are all of these things? Nothing at all. Tell me, where is it? That Allah says, where is this action? Whatever Rasulullah said, my Rasul has given to you, take it, that you must do this action. Do it, don't leave it. And those things we have left. Whatever he's told you to do, do. Whatever he's told you to do, leave. Beware, don't send your women and daughters out. Don't take the hijab off them, the parda. Don't throw them after the career paths and earning money or make them immodest. And that's what they do. They're walking out in the streets, walking around. What do we say? Oh, we are strong Muslims. Allah's given the example here. That what was the hal? Allah says, Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa awfu bihadi wa awfu bi'ahdikum. They broke their covenant, so I left my covenant. And Allah says, the fear has gone. Wa iya farabu, may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on this Quran. May Allah ta'ala allow us to practice on the nasiha of the Quran, the orders of the Quran. Brothers, make akhirah, make the hereafter. This life is very short and temporary. Wa akhru dawana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.